welcome to this Wednesday edition of Money Life from Crown Financial Ministries. I'm Dave Ball, along with Crown CEO Chuck Bentley. Chuck, today we get to open up the Money Life mailbag and answer questions from our listeners.
Well, that's always a good thing, Dave, because our listeners, when they ask us questions, help us to understand how we can best minister to them by understanding where they are and what they're thinking about. And it opens up a whole range of topics, many times that we never talk about on the program.
Chuck, we often get many versions of the same kind of question asked by our listeners, but this first question is about an issue that we've not addressed yet.
No, it's a very timely question. I'm looking forward to getting into it.
Well, it certainly is. And Chuck, this first question comes from a listener in Maryland, and they write, I've been approached by a coworker about a business opportunity with a telecom services company. I've done some research, and it sounds like a multi-level marketing or some kind of pyramid scheme. Do you have any advice?
Well, I do have some advice. And first of all, thank you for writing and entrusting us with the right to answer your question. It's always a joy to help people. This is what I would call a money-making question on Money Life. We try to talk about how to make money, how to manage it wisely, and for sure, how to use it for God's purposes for your life. And the basis of this question is multi-level marketing a good way to make money. And I would say, absolutely. It is a very good way to make money. Now, there are controversial practices, and there are some illegal practices out there and things you should avoid. But on the upside, there's some very legitimate companies, and it helps people in a great way to earn an extra income. And especially in this environment, I think we need to be talking about these kind of questions, because many people are going to be looking for part-time ways to have more income. And, you know, Warren Buffett actually owns a major part of the direct marketing company called Pampered Chef. It's a very fine organization, upstanding, absolutely nothing wrong with it, provides thousands of people extra income and some full-time careers. And so there's a couple of resources you need to look at to determine whether it's a legitimate company or a pyramid scheme. One would be to go to the Direct Marketing Association website and find out if the organization that you're looking at is a member. And then secondly, I would go to the Federal Trade Commission and find out anything you could about direct marketing. There's some wonderful things that I want to share after our break. Also, check with your local Better Business Bureau, and then just Google direct marketing, that particular company, and see what's out there, the information that you can find out about the company you're considering.
You're listening to Money Life from Crown Financial Ministries, and we're answering your questions today. We'll take a short break and be right back.
Running a successful business in this very challenging economy takes more than hard work and a business degree. It takes time-proven principles of leadership, decision-making, and people skills, and a coach to help you navigate these uncharted waters. Business by the Book brings the brightest minds in history to bear on the most important issues facing your business today. Business by the Book provides a step-by-step outline from God's Word on topics such as hiring and firing, pay increases and promotions, management team selection, and much more. Authored by well-known financial expert Larry Burkett, Business by the Book offers a biblical worldview to businesses of all types. Whether you're a startup or an established firm, Business by the Book will coach you through important decisions and guide you each step of the way from God's Word. Business by the Book is available now at crown.org. That's crown.org. Log on, order your copy, and begin enjoying the satisfaction of running your business by the book today.
Welcome back to Money Life from Crown Financial Ministries. I'm Dave Ball, along with Crown CEO Chuck Bentley. Chuck, before the break, we read a question from a listener in Maryland who is considering a career change with a multi-level marketing company, and she's concerned that it may not be the best decision and is looking for some advice on defining the difference between a multi-level marketing and a pyramid scheme business.
Well, you know, Dave, multi-level marketing is such a huge industry, not only in the U.S., but around the world, and we're all probably touched by it in some way. Either we've purchased those products or been involved in one or been approached to be in one. Have you ever been approached to be in a multi-level marketing company?
Oh, yeah. Actually, back in our early years of our marriage, my wife did both Discovery Toys for a period of time, and then she did also the Pampered Chef deal for a number of years. And I think we did a I think it was a great way to get some toys for the kids and some appliances for the home.
Yeah, you got a discount on what you bought, right?
And I have a great spatula. And
I've never been involved in a multi-level marketing company. I've been approached, I cannot tell you how many times. And I get approached as a head of a ministry because a lot of them see an opportunity for us to influence people their way. In fact, I remember a story that is quite humorous to me now. I was in real estate back in Dallas, Texas, and I would show on some afternoons some very large, expensive, wonderful homes. And I had one guy who would come in. The first time he came in to see the house, I thought he might be a prospect to buy it. So I struck up a conversation with him. And he was actually trying to strike up a conversation with me to get me involved in his multi-level marketing company. So we were trying to outsell the other one. But he didn't give up. And the next week he came by, he had a date with him. And he was telling her that he was interested in buying this house. And his business was going so good that he thought he might buy the house. Wonder what she thought. Well, the next week, he had another date with him, and he was showing her the same house. And I thought, one of these days, buddy, I am going to just bust you right here. And I'm going to list all the different dates that you've brought in here and told this story to that you're interested in buying this house. But in fact, he wasn't interested at all. So let's talk about how to determine what's legitimate and what's not legitimate.
You know, Chuck, that's an unfortunate reality that many people lump what you just described as all MLM, multi-level marketing companies, into that one group. But the truth is, it's not all like that. In fact, there are some very legitimate businesses out there.
Well, it's predominantly an industry where females sign up and use it as part-time income. And that's a good thing.
Sure.
It's a very good thing. But there's some things to watch out for, and that's what our listener is asking for. So let's go through it. Here's what the Federal Trade Commission says. Avoid any plan that includes commissions for recruiting additional distributors. That's the first sign that it may be an illegal pyramid. In other words, what you're really into is getting bonus to sign up other people to pay an entry fee, and you're not really ever selling a product. It's just kind of the greater fool theory. Who else can you get who can get somebody else? And if they get somebody else and they get somebody else, and we'll all get a piece of getting somebody else, but there's really no product in
right.
it. Number two, beware of a plan that asks new distributors to purchase expensive products and marketing materials. So again, the real business is selling you on the idea, not really a product. And the product becomes the entry package. So let's say it's a couple $100. The people that sold you made money on that kit. Now you're stuck with the kit and they've made their commission. And if you can sell somebody else on the kit, well, you can make commissions too. That is potentially a pyramid scheme in disguise. It doesn't mean it's a pyramid scheme. It's just something to watch out for.
Okay.
And then number three, be cautious of a plan that claims you will make money through continued growth of your downline. That's the number of distributors you recruit. In other words, that the whole real emphasis is not on the product. It's not on actually having product shows or selling the product, that the money is made through recruitment and convincing somebody else to sell this. That's where you can get in trouble.
Right.
Some of the other things that the Federal Trade Commission recommends is to check out any claim that the product has miraculous performance, that it's just enormous earning potentials. Just ask them to substantiate any such claims. Also, be careful about people who will give reference to how much money they made, and that's never substantiated. Sometimes they're being paid to say how much money they made, and it may or may not have been through their involvement in that multi-level marketing plan. So you have to be very careful about that. And in general, just do your homework. Talk to your family or friends about it before you sign up. See how they react to the product. See if they're really interested in buying whatever it is that you would be selling. Check with the state attorney general also to see if there's any complaints against the company, because they may be on their way out and you not know it, may be on their way to becoming shut down in your state. And just remember that you need to pray about any kind of decision like this, because you're actually leveraging your own reputation, your own personal integrity. And you want to be sure that you're not involved in anything that tarnishes your reputation as a Christian, and that it's something that the people you're relying on will fulfill their obligations if you do a good job.
Chuck, just to summarize, the entire segment of business of multi-level marketing is in and of itself a legitimate business sector, but what we're recommending is that the listener do their homework as they would if they were going to make any major decision.
Dave, there can be a fine line between a legitimate direct marketing company and a pyramid scheme. And so what you want to be sure is that you're involved with a legitimate company with a legitimate business opportunity before you put your name and time and energy into it. You know, the Lord said to be wise and to be cautious and to measure our steps. And so anything that sounds too good to be true definitely merits doing a lot of homework on it.
That's good advice, Chuck. Our next question comes from a listener in New Jersey. She writes, I work for a small home heating oil company that delivers oil to homes. I was asked by my office manager to order a load of oil if the price went down. But by the time I ordered, the price had already started to go up. I could have called our supplier several days sooner to see if there was room for a load of oil, but I didn't think of it since it's not my normal job. The load we finally received cost $1,900 more than if I had ordered it earlier. I'm not sure if the Lord is telling me to pay my company the $1,900 or if I just feel guilty for a mistake, but I want to do what's right.
Well, thank you for writing this and expressing to us how you feel about that issue. I think it's wonderful that you're sensitive to your employer. I think that the Holy Spirit may be prompting you to go and talk to your office manager or supervisor and just tell them exactly what happened and how it happened. If they feel like you were negligent, your job could be in jeopardy, but the Lord will honor the fact that you were very honest about it. And if they understand, then they'll appreciate your honesty and forthrightness about it. And if they feel like you made a mistake, you might ask if you could work some of the hours to pay back that $1,900 as opposed to have to come up with it out of your pocket.
Well, Chuck, we'll need to take a quick break. You're listening to Money Life from Crown Financial Ministries. We'll be right back.
Having trouble keeping up with the latest job trends? Not sure where you fit into the marketplace of the 21st century? Well, let me introduce you to a revolutionary career assessment system based on the timeless truth of the Bible, Career Direct from Crown Financial Ministries. Career Direct is designed to help you maximize your God-given talents by focusing on the four critical components in career selection: personality, interests, skills, and values. Most other career guidance tools only analyze a couple of those. Thanks to cutting-edge technology, this comprehensive assessment can be completed in about an hour. And since it's online, once you're done, Career Direct will give you a thorough but easy-to-read personalized report. If you'd like to join the over 120,000 people who have already benefited from using Career Direct, go to crown.org. Find out where God intends for you to fit into the workforce of the 21st century by using the Career Direct Complete Guidance System at crown.org.
Welcome back to this edition of Money Life from Crown Financial Ministries, and we're answering your questions today. Chuck, this question comes from a listener in South Dakota. They write, here's a subject I haven't heard on your radio show, jealousy. My two siblings have done very well, but my husband and I can't seem to get ahead. How can I deal with my jealousy and be happy for them?
Well, this is a program of first, Dave. So far, these are these are not the normal kind of questions we get, but I really do like this question because, you know, so often we deal with financial problems on the surface and we leave out the emotional dimension of financial issues. And all financial issues have some level of emotion involved with them. We're not human unless they do. And this particular one is one that we seldom actually identify, that we will live in denial about, or we'll try to spin it some other way. I've actually seen this before in other people, and I think it's a wonderful thing that you're asking. How do you get over jealousy? And I would recommend two things. Number one, I think when the Lord said, do not covet, that he said that for a reason, primarily because we're saying that he doesn't provide our needs the way he should have. It's really an insult to God's kindness to us, because if we're just constantly coveting something else, what somebody else has, we're saying, Lord, I've got what, you know, I've got my needs met, but I don't like it. It's not enough, and I should have what you decided to give them. And so a lot of times we justify that because we think, well, we deserve more. But in reality, you're saying, God, you haven't been kind to me. So the first thing is to say, Lord, you've been very, very kind to me. And in fact, you've been so kind to me that I'm grateful for what you've done. And there are others who've done really, really well, and I can be grateful for them as well. You know, when a person prospers, many times it's hard for other people to really rejoice with them.
Sure.
It's truly hard for people to be excited for them and not want something from them or to have a relationship that they think is going to benefit them or to think people are, you know, only angling for a relationship to get something. And so I think it's a wonderful place to be in, to find yourself so contented with what God's provided for you, that you can share the joy with other people, whether they're your siblings or not, that God's provided for them. And to enter into their life with a complete, humble, gracious attitude, and then to watch what God will do in your own heart. You know, your happiness should not be defined by possessions. And if you're unhappy because they have more and you don't, then what you really have is a heart problem, not a financial problem, because you'd never be happy just because you might have more than them.
Hmm.
You know, this question is really such a powerful one because we all deal with it. I dealt with it on a different level, not with financial issues and not with jealousy, but with competitiveness. You know, as a man and as an athlete, when I competed, I had two desires. Number one, that I would win, and number two, that the other person would lose. And that was how I approached anything I was doing. So I would get all wound up about competing. And one day a friend pulled me aside and said, you know, I think I can help you grow through that. And I said, how's that? He said, pull for the other person to win. I said, there's no way. I'm not going to do that. And he said, you'll be surprised how relaxed you become when you actually think, I hope they shoot their best shot. I hope they hit their best hit. I hope they throw their best pitch. He said, in fact, if you were to win against that person and they've done their very best, you actually feel a lot better about it than if they're just messing up. So pull for them and pull for yourself and enjoy the process. And if they win, be the first to congratulate them. Well, actually, I didn't know how to do that, but I started to put it into practice, and it was amazing how my stress level went down, which enabled me to perform better in the same sport because I was truly happy for the other person if they did really, really well. So in this case, why don't you start being grateful for your siblings and how well they've done? Be grateful for what God's doing in your heart and just see what happens and keep in touch because you've been so honest and transparent. I want to see what God does in your heart. By the way, also there's an article on crown.org called How to Prosper from Your Problems. I think it may be an encouragement to you.
Well, you know, Chuck, in my own life, when I've had a situation with a brother or a friend or a loved one that I've been in disagreement with, I've, out of obedience, just written a note and said the things in there that I know would be honoring to them, it would
yes.
be honoring to the Lord. And it's amazing that that particular act of obedience really has been the key to unlocking my heart in order for me to be able to respond to them as Christ would want me to.
Absolutely. And it may be that the siblings know that that jealousy surfaces and they can feel it and they'd love to see it go away.
Hmm. Chuck, our next question comes from a listener in Alabama, and they write, I'm a pastor of a church and I was wondering what my credit score might be. Can you recommend a place to check credit scores that's safe?
Well, you can actually request your free credit report from a site called annualcreditreport.com. That's annualcreditreport.com. This is the only totally free source. It's set up by the big three credit reporting agencies, Experian, Equifax, and TransUnion, and the law requires them to do it so that you can get one free credit report. So that's where we would recommend.
Okay.
You know, there are some other sites out there that offer supposedly a free credit score, but you have to be very careful because those sites are what are called opt-out sites, meaning if you don't opt out, they're going to send you all kinds of information that you didn't want, all kinds of offer and looking for ways to actually get into your pocket. And if you go directly to any of the big three credit scoring agencies, they will actually charge you to get your credit score or your FICO score or your Beacon score. So go directly to annualcreditreport.com and you can get one time per year your actual credit score. And that should be able to get you where you need to be.
You're listening to Money Life from Crown Financial Ministries. We'll take a quick break and be right back.
You know, the Bible says to train up your children in the way they should go, and that includes teaching them God's way of managing money. But how do you make learning the basics about money easy for kids ages 3 and up? Try the ABCs of Money package from Crown Financial Ministries. The ABCs of Money package has two interactive ways for children to learn what the Bible says about money. First, there's the ABC Learning Bank. It has three detachable compartments made in the shape of the letters A, B, and C. Your kids will use one for giving, one for saving, and one for spending. The package also comes with the ABCs of Handling Money God's Way student workbook. Through an interesting study, simple Bible studies, and fun, hands-on activities, your kids will learn not only about money, but also some important things about God. Invest in the future of your children by teaching them God's way of managing money with the ABCs of Money package. It's available at crown.org. That's crown.org.
Welcome back to this final segment of Money Life from Crown Financial Ministries. We've been answering your questions today. And if you'd like to send Chuck a question, you can do so by writing him at chuckbentley@crown.org. That's Chuck Bentley, all one word, at crown.org. Chuck, we have time for one more question, and this comes from a listener in California. She writes, "My son is 21, going to school, and has been living on his own for the last 6 months and paying his own way. He's now trying to move into a house he can rent with three other friends. The owner of the house wants all four to have their parents as co-signers on the lease. How could this affect us? He may not get to live there if he doesn't have a co-signer, but I wouldn't want to put my credit in jeopardy."
Well, thanks for writing and asking us, because really, I think you're asking for help on two levels, and I'd like to offer that to you. First of all, Proverbs 17:18 is really clear that he who co-signs for another person lacks sense. It's just, there's really not much question about it that is a bad idea. So to answer your question, how could it affect you? It could affect you in that you would have to stand in the place of your son and owe rent for the term of that lease for your son's portion. Also, depending on the language in that lease instrument, you might could owe it for just about everybody. If everybody in the lease defaults, you could end up owing it for the whole thing. So it's a bad decision. Now, what you're really asking, because you said it in your question that you didn't want to put your credit in jeopardy, that's a great thing. What you're really asking is, how do you tell your son no? That's the hard part. Making the decision based on Scripture is really pretty clear. Don't do it. Proverbs 27:12 says, "A prudent man sees evil and hides himself. The naive proceed and pay the penalty." So you don't want to do it. You know you shouldn't do it. So here's what I would recommend. I'd go with your son and meet with the owner of the house. And typically what we're seeing, because my son's just been through this in college himself, is that the landlords are asking the tenants for a very small deposit. But then they're asking for parents or somebody else to co-sign for them. So I went with my son and said, "Look, you're only asking for $200 per student in this house. Why don't you up the amount? We'd rather pay you a bigger deposit. That would be our total liability to you in the event of a default versus having a co-signer, and my son has enough money to pay a bigger deposit." And he said, "You know, I haven't really thought about that." And he said, "In fact, if you believe that your son's going to be good for it and he's responsible, I'll just take your word for it. I don't need a co-signer or a bigger deposit." And so that worked out really well for us. But we just went and asked for an understanding. So I ended up not co-signing. My son ended up signing his own lease, which was a good thing for him. And he felt the weight of it. In fact, it was a hard lesson because he was dependent on the other roommates to pay their portion, of which that's where it got sticky. But fortunately, he wasn't on the lease for any more than his fourth as well. And that was another factor in the lease that we were able to get resolved.
Well, thanks, Chuck. And that's all the time we've got for today. For Chuck Bentley and the entire staff here at Crown Financial Ministries, this is Dave Ball saying thanks for joining us for this edition of Money Life.